This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. The future of HIV/AIDS treatment has been in the news lately, as a patient in London appears to have been cured of HIV with a bone marrow transplant. Now, doctors are very cautious about that wording, though. They're calling it long-term remission, not saying he's cured. It's the second such case in the world. But the strategy used in that unusual case is unlikely to directly benefit the more than a million Americans who live with HIV. Here in Vermont, almost 700 people have received care in recent years for HIV. We're taking this opportunity to talk about the virus in our state, what life looks like for Vermonters living with it, what has changed, and what treatment is available. Roy Belcher is an epidemiologist and HIV surveillance coordinator for the state and joins us now. Roy, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So what information is there on the numbers of Vermonters who live with HIV, who might have HIV but aren't, haven't been diagnosed or aren't getting treatment, and what the demographics are?
Yeah. So in Vermont, we're very fortunate. We're a low morbidity jurisdiction. So the people living in the state that we know of, as you said, hovers around 700 people or so. And when you break that down into more kind of demographics, it's mostly men. When you look at the kind of the risk profile of our HIV positive population, mostly men who have sex with men, which is the case around the country. We have, after that, you get into heterosexual contact as well as intravenous drug use. So that's kind of the breakdown of our HIV positive population living here. But those are people that, you know, some of them may have been diagnosed here. A lot of them have moved here. Vermont is a very healthy state, as we know. And for people that are on HIV treatments, it's very accessible here in Vermont. So some people have moved here after being diagnosed elsewhere.
So before we talk about why people might be moving here, what the treatment available is and how it's being helped to be made more affordable for people, in terms of the rate of new diagnoses, are we seeing that slow? I think we had, 17 new diagnoses last year?
Correct. Yeah. We haven't necessarily been seeing it slow so much, but if you look over the last 10 years of new diagnoses, there's, you know, minor changes up and down, but we hover around that number year in and year out, which is very, very low when you compare it to other higher morbidity areas.
Why is that?
I think, we're doing a great job of getting out there, getting people tested, encouraging people to get tested. And then we have a wonderful network of preventionists in our community. So we've got a great network of syringe service programs that are doing syringe exchange, which is incredibly helpful when we're talking about lowering the likelihood that HIV is going to be transmitted through injection drug use. And then we also have a lot of community providers that are out there talking to men who have sex with men, making sure that they're getting tested and that they're aware of their options in terms of prevention.
So you think doctors and health professionals are well educated in HIV prevention and treatment and how to talk to people about the virus?
You know, I think in a rural state like Vermont, that's always going to be a challenge because the provider that is in, you know, the Northeast Kingdom might only see one case of HIV in their entire time of practice or might only make one diagnosis ever. What we do have here is a really strong network through the UVM Medical Center that provides HIV care. It's called the Comprehensive Care Clinic. So that provides a whole range of services to people living with HIV. And they have satellite clinics throughout the state that provide the service. So I think, you know, we have wonderful providers here in the state, and some of them are more adept at providing HIV care than others. But I think that they know where the resources are that they can refer their clients for excellent care.
So for people who know they have HIV or are diagnosed with HIV, what are the treatments that are available? And, you know, it's been changing over time, of course.
Yeah.
So how accessible is it in Vermont?
It's amazing. I mean, the treatments that are available today are so different than early on in the virus. So, and they're always changing. It's not my area of expertise, so I'm not going to try to pronounce many of the names. But the accessibility here is really, really wonderful. We have the Vermont Medication Assistance Program that is for people who are income eligible to make sure that they're able to get the medications that they need. A lot of the treatments that are are available now are just a single pill a day, and the side effects keep getting lower and lower.
And something like 400 Vermonters with HIV are on that, are getting access to medication through that treatment program that you mentioned, because, I mean, we know that HIV medication can be very expensive. So those income eligible Vermonters are, in fact, the majority of people with HIV in Vermont?
Yeah. So our Vermont Medication Assistance Program, VMAP, actually has kind of a higher threshold than a lot of other jurisdictions. To qualify, people need to be 500% of the federal poverty line or lower, according to their adjusted gross income. So that means that more people are eligible for the program, and which is why we have about 400 people on the program now. But it makes these amazing treatments available to them, and it's, again, it just goes back to a really dedicated network of wonderful providers and stakeholders that are involved.
Also, in recent years, more treatment has been developed for people who may be at high risk of contracting HIV, and people may have heard of PrEP or the brand name Truvada, which is a daily pill that somebody who's at high risk of coming into contact with somebody who has HIV or contracting the virus themselves takes this pill, and it's designed to prevent the virus from taking hold and creating a full-blown infection. Is that available through insurance in Vermont? Are people able to access that?
Yeah. So as far as we know, we don't actually track actual PrEP prescriptions around the state. But what we've heard anecdotally is that people who are interested in access and eligible are getting access to the treatment. And that is really, really key. I mean, that's one of the things that we're really seeing as the future of HIV prevention, getting people those biomedical interventions like PrEP that are going to be a really valuable tool in preventing HIV transmission. Right now, Planned Parenthood is our kind of main go-to for providing PrEP. As I said earlier, you know, the individual provider out there is going to have differing levels of comfort with prescribing PrEP. There's a lot of testing that goes along with that to make sure that people are healthy in other ways, not just HIV negative. So Planned Parenthood is doing a great job. The comprehensive care clinics I mentioned earlier, they're also prescribing PrEP. But it's available and people are getting on it, and we love to see that.
We read on the CDC that the CDC advises everybody get tested at least once in their lifetime for HIV, which seems like such a weird way to phrase it. How do you advise people on when and how to get tested?
Yeah. You know, the CDC, I mean, it's a slow-moving machine. So that recommendation was put out a while ago, and it is great. I think, you know, it's basically saying everybody should be aware of their status at some point in their lives, because they might have been exposed in a way that they have no idea. But I think that the more salient point is that people should get tested according to their own risk. So if people are engaging in high-risk sexual activity or intravenous drug use, specifically intravenous drug use works sharing, those are things that we really worry about. So finding a medical provider, the best place to get tested is in a medical setting with a provider that somebody trusts, and getting that diagnostic testing done in a laboratory is going to provide the most accurate information. And the testing that's available now, it has the shortest window period. People can get tested closer to their potential point of infection and find out their status in a much more rapid way.
You don't have to wait 6 months to make sure.
Yeah, exactly. The window period is down much, much lower.
And we'll put a list of places where people can access free testing at clinics around the state at vpr.org. Roy Belcher is an epidemiologist and HIV surveillance coordinator for the state of Vermont. Thank you very much for the update.
Thank you.